Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, November 24, 2020. State Board of Education meeting, November 2020. The State Board of Education met virtually on November 18, 2020. The meeting was preceded by a work session regarding early literacy. The presentation to the board included information on strategies used to address achievement gaps, learning loss due to COVID-19, and the work being done to support early literacy. The board discussed the use of third grade as a benchmark for future learning, the noted decline in first grade literacy screening results, teacher feedback, and the supports being provided by the Department of Education, DE. Director's Report. Director Ann Lebo discussed with the board the waiver process used by the DE to approve requests by a school district or non-public school to move to 100% remote learning. The process is initiated by a school district or non-public school request. The permission is allowable for a 2-week period of time, and the permission grants a waiver of instructional time requirements. During this 2-week period, all in-person activities are considered suspended. Along with granting permission, the DE is working with school districts and non-public schools to provide multiple options other than the complete move to 100% remote learning. Seclusion and restraint rules. The board received public comment from multiple stakeholders and reviewed the agreed-upon language to rescind and replace current Iowa Administrative Code Chapter 103 rules addressing corporal punishment, physical restraint, seclusion, and other physical contact with students. The board was provided with information on what have been the three areas of continued discussion: the use of the term, quote, bodily injury, end quote, versus, quote, serious physical injury, end quote, to determine when safety precautions should be taken, the room inspection process and evidence that the room has been deemed safe, and room size, with the allowance for a 5-year period for school districts to meet the room requirements. The board also discussed training and professional development to align with the updated rules. The board adopted the rule changes as proposed. Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency Accreditation. At the March 28, 2019 board meeting, the Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency, MBAEA, was put on conditional accreditation and was given a list of corrective actions. The board received an update on the financial status of the MBAEA, including its anticipation to the end of the fiscal year with a positive balance, changes made in the usage of warrants, and improvements in the budgeting process. The board unanimously voted to fully restore accreditation to the MBAEA. Applied Sciences, Technology, Engineering, and Manufacturing Standards. The DE has been updating Career and Technical Education CTE standards for all 6 service areas, and the Applied Sciences, Technology, Engineering, and Manufacturing Standards are the last standards to be completed. The proposed standards were piloted in the 2019-2020 school year and were reviewed by business and industry stakeholders, community colleges, and members of regional planning partnerships. The board adopted the standards as presented and discussed the alignment of the proposed standards with post-secondary certifications and degrees. Davenport Community School District. Davenport Community School District, DCSD, was placed on conditional accreditation in May 2019. In September 2020, the board voted to proceed with a partial takeover of DCSD's operations. The board received an update including progress on development and implementation of a crisis response and violence prevention CRVP plan and details on DCSD's financial status. The board discussed concerns regarding changes in the estimated year-end balance and the fact that staffing changes previously presented, which were meant to reduce costs, ultimately did not happen. Gary Sinclair, a financial advisor supporting DCSD, presented the steps that have been taken since the last board meeting and additional steps that will be required to be taken to get DCSD to a positive year-end balance and to be in good standing with the School Budget Review Committee. He also discussed the need for a budget that is sustainable and appropriate for the current student enrollment numbers. Several members of DCSD School Board were present and gave comments on the current work being done. The board also asked how the work that is being done in support of the CRVP plan could be impacted by budgetary cuts, but a DE representative said the funding for that work is primarily provided by federal supports and would not be impacted. Diagonal Community School District. The DE presented an update to the board that all of the corrective actions required for Diagonal Community School District have been completed. The board received the report and agreed to remove the requirement for monthly reporting by Diagonal Community School District to the board. Condition of Education Report. The board was presented the 2020 Annual Condition of Education Report. The DE discussed highlights of changes in student demographics, shifts in district size, and teacher salary trends and rankings. School level fiscal reporting. The federal Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA, now includes a reporting requirement for per pupil expenditures. This reporting will now be available at a state, district, and school building level on the Iowa School Performance Profiles page under the Additional Metrics tab. The next meeting of the State Board of Education is scheduled for Thursday, January 28, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2249.